Now, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons continues its joint mission with the UN to destroy Syria's chemical arsenal. The special coordinator of the mission says her team's made progress in destroying the chemicals.
From the day we started as a joint mission, we've been able to verify and inspect the functional destruction of chemical weapons facilities, certain types of chemical, sort of the scuds, the warheads, all that that requires to run a chemical weapons program. We've also witnessed the submission, of course, of the Syrian Arab Republic to the OPCW of its chemical, of the destruction of phase three, the most dangerous chemical agents, and we're in full preparation to meet the critical deadline of 31st of December and 5th of February, by which all most dangerous chemical agents need to have been taken from the sites, moved to Latakia for onward transportation and destruction.
CARG also says the mission requires support by the international community in terms of packaging material and other logistic needs. She added that the security situation in the country has forced the mission to plan for possible contingencies. CARG also praised the cooperation of the Syrian government, calling it constructive. The UN has set June 2014 as the deadline for the dismantlement of Syria's entire chemical weapons stockpile. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn, author and journalist. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Glenn, we've seen positive steps from the Syrian government, but what about the West in terms of not supporting the insurgents there?
Well, that's a problem. Obviously, the organizer for this organization has already noted the security situation there in Syria requires what she said may be other contingencies, which we can only translate as meaning that the wild dogs that have been loosed on that country, trained by Israel and America and the UK, that they're still there, they're causing trouble, and right now they have got to be absolutely furious over the fact that they have basically been abandoned and that they're not going to get the revolution that they had hoped that they would get. So obviously this is a problem. However, I think that with powerful partners in the region, namely Iran and Russia and some of the other players who want to see stability brought back to the region, that they will be able to contain this quote-unquote insurgency and round these dogs up and put them in the pen where they belong.
And of course, how can we be sure that these chemical weapons, which are, according to the plan, supposed to be taken to a third-party country to be dismantled and destroyed, will indeed be destroyed and not fall into the hands of certain predators and abusers?
Yes, obviously that is a concern, especially given the fact that it's already been established that that the West, namely America and the UK and Israel, has provided these terrorists with these same types of chemical weapons. However, I feel that at this time, because Syria has been such a disaster in terms of public relations for America and for Israel, the whole world knows what took place there, that this was not some grassroots insurgency on the part of a bunch of freedom fighters, that these were nothing but terrorists who were trained by the United States and Israel. At this point, I think the United States, at least the United States and some of the Western powers who have been behind this, I think that they are eager to kind of close the chapter on this. And in that respect, they probably will not be funding and training these terrorists in the capacity that they have been up to this point, which obviously would include supplying them with more chemical weapons. Imagine a repeat of what took place this past summer when they brought about this buildup for war against Syria under the pretext that the Assad government had used these weapons, when in fact it was these Western-backed terrorists. I don't think that they want to see something like that happen again.
Indeed. Mark Glenn, author and journalist from Idaho, as always, thanks for your time there, sir.